Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3-9 запишите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
With us in the studio today, we have a girl from the famous Indian tribe, the Navajo. Could you please introduce yourself to the audience?
People call me Helen, though it is not my real name. All our names have special meanings. My original name, for instance, can be translated as Dewdrop from my native language.
That is a beautiful name indeed. Why would one change it?
You see, I had to when I went to school. It was not easy for my teachers and classmates to pronounce it as our system. I mean, the Navajo system of vowel sounds is so much different for people around, which makes it problematic both for ear and tongue. The sound of my name was closest to Helen, so I put up with that.
When people hear your tribe name, they imagine Indian-style tents and horse riding without a saddle. Could you explain what your land and people are like?
Much about the life of modern Native Americans is not the same as stereotypes may make you believe. Our land is basically a desert, with proper houses scattered everywhere. We no longer live in our traditional teepees. They are only used for religious meetings. We still ride horses, as the land is very open. The people are nice and friendly. I live in a small community in New Mexico.
Could you tell us about your family?
Well, mine is very large, with a lot of relatives spread all over the reservation and some in different cities. I have 3 brothers, a sister, and 3 sisters-in-law. I'm the youngest of my family. However, it is not a must. Not all our families are the same size. They used to be like ours, but not anymore.
What is your lifestyle like?
Again, far from stereotypes. I go out with friends and wear clothes like an ordinary person. We only wear squaw dresses on certain occasions. I play all types of sports.
Do you feel that your traditions are being kept, or have they been destroyed, as your people become more influenced by European culture?
In some families, Navajo traditions are kept. They are in my family. Other families are being influenced by white culture. But I think it is wrong for Navajo to be completely like a white person. Something truly authentic must remain.
Is English your first language?
When I was a child, I was taught both English and Navajo. Now I have partly forgotten the latter. I can understand almost anything, but speaking or writing may create a problem for me. The elders understand our language best.
What do you do on an average weekend?
I go to Farmington, the nearest large town, and go shopping, eat out, and then go to the movies. A great weekend would be going to the mall, where I'd hang out with friends.
Have you traveled much? What is your favorite place?
Yes, I have traveled. My favorite place is Connecticut. I would like to go overseas someday and see how people are there and what their lifestyle is like. Navajo people are hospitable, and we welcome travelers in our land, too.
Thank you, Helen.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
With us in the studio today, we have a girl from the famous Indian tribe, the Navajo. Could you please introduce yourself to the audience?
People call me Helen, though it is not my real name. All our names have special meanings. My original name, for instance, can be translated as Dewdrop from my native language.
That is a beautiful name indeed. Why would one change it?
You see, I had to when I went to school. It was not easy for my teachers and classmates to pronounce it as our system. I mean, the Navajo system of vowel sounds is so much different for people around, which makes it problematic both for ear and tongue. The sound of my name was closest to Helen, so I put up with that.
When people hear your tribe name, they imagine Indian-style tents and horse riding without a saddle. Could you explain what your land and people are like?
Much about the life of modern Native Americans is not the same as stereotypes may make you believe. Our land is basically a desert, with proper houses scattered everywhere. We no longer live in our traditional teepees. They are only used for religious meetings. We still ride horses, as the land is very open. The people are nice and friendly. I live in a small community in New Mexico.
Could you tell us about your family?
Well, mine is very large, with a lot of relatives spread all over the reservation, and some in different cities. I have 3 brothers, a sister, and 3 sisters-in-law. I'm the youngest of my family. However, it is not a must. Not all our families are the same size. They used to be like ours, but not anymore.
What is your lifestyle like?
Again, far from stereotypes. I go out with friends and wear clothes like an ordinary person. We only wear squaw dresses on certain occasions. I play all types of sports.
Do you feel that your traditions are being kept, or have they been destroyed, as your people become more influenced by European culture?
In some families, Navajo traditions are kept. They are in my family. Other families are being influenced by white culture. But I think it is wrong for Navajo to be completely like a white person. Something truly authentic must remain.
Is English your first language?
When I was a child, I was taught both English and Navajo. Now I have partly forgotten the latter. I can understand almost anything, but speaking or writing may create a problem for me. The elders understand our language best.
What do you do on an average weekend?
I go to Farmington, the nearest large town, and go shopping, eat out, and then go to the movies. A great weekend would be going to the mall, where I'd hang out with friends.
Have you traveled much? What is your favorite place?
Yes, I have traveled. My favorite place is Connecticut. I would like to go overseas someday and see how people are there and what their lifestyle is like. Navajo people are hospitable, and we welcome travelers in our land, too.
Thank you, Helen.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.